Oh, yeah.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament?
It's your boy.
I know what y'all thinking.
L Boogie. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a hip hop twist. Let's get started. Man, let's talk about this NFL combine. We got a lot of things to talk about, the winners and losers. I'm your host. If you want to listen in, it's 347-855-8896. If you want to tune in on the internet, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. My co-host for the night, my engineer, D-Ro, Dallas, Texas, holla back.
What's up, world?
Also, let me get a shout-out to my engineer, my son, Stefan. He turned 20 yesterday. I know the music bumping. I had to give him that shout-out. Love you, son. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my daughter and down there in North Carolina, Johnson C. Smith. Holler back, pretty face, I love you. She told me if I didn't say that, she was going to get on me. Now, let's get to the streets. The NFL Combine, like I said before, to me, it's just nothing but a modern-day slavery. When they just look at you, see what's your vertical leap, see how much you bench press, see how much 40 time you got, and ask you all type of off-the-wall questions. Now, if I was in the combine, I'm going to be honest with you. My background is not squeaky clean. They'll ask me something. Well, man, how was your child life? Well, my child life, man, my father got shot 6 times. I saw him get stabbed. What you want me to do? You want me to throw that pill or you want me to, you know, run that route? Ask me that question. Vince Young answered all the questions, right? What happened to him? After he started losing, they couldn't find him. They thought he was going to commit suicide. You got these guys, Vernon Golston from The Ohio State University. Shout out to them. He bench pressed, what, a record? And when he got to the league and he put on those pads and those cleats, he poofed out. Caller, when you're ready, we're going to get your opinion on it. But T-Ro, let me get your take. What do you think about the NFL Combine? Then I'll come back on some other things. But what is your take?
Yeah, man, the NFL Combine this year was pretty good. You know, I agree with you on some of the things on how they're portraying the NFL Combine. You know, I just can't believe that they had so many cameras and news reporters there looking at Manti Te'o just to ask him questions about his personal life. You know, last time I checked, this was about football, not about, you know, what was going on outside of football. So, you know, yeah, it's a big hoopla now, but in a sense, we still need that NFL combine, boo. We got to see who can bench press the most. We got to see who got at least some potential to come in into this grown man game and get it done, because we all know if you ain't grown in the NFL, you will be exploited, and then, you know, it ain't no telling what might happen to you later, like some of the guys that you were talking about earlier. So, you know, I think we need the NFL combine. They just need to tighten it up a little bit. Yeah, the questions are getting out of hand with trying to get so personal, but, you know, they need to try to tighten it and guide it back towards football, because I can remember when, you know, when Dallas was going after the receiver. What's my man's name from Oklahoma State? What's my man's name? Number 88.
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant. You remember they asked him about his mom and his dad, you know, about the situation. You know, he was like, man, my dad's a pimp. You know what I mean? And then they was
right.
Like, what about his mom? He was like, well, my mama helped my daddy. You know, but then, you know, people began to read between the lines, not really understanding, you know, how certain people's background really are. So they need to try to cut that out and get to what's really at hand, what you're trying to get this person to do for you and for your future and your team, you know. Let it be all about football, man. Quit trying to dig so much into a guy's personal life, because it's going to come to the light one way or another. You either cut it or you keep it. So that's what I believe in.
Now, going back to my thing about the combine, I think that the combine should be shrunk down to Division II, Division III players, or guys that we never heard of. I have a personal friend, he's in the NFL. I don't think he worked on an NFL combine, London Fletcher. He's played 15, 16 years consecutive, you know, games, played in a couple Super Bowls. But, you know, you have your usual suspects who are playing in the game, that are at the combine, you know, working out. They have their pro day. We know what they can do. They come on every Saturday on CBS, ABC, and ESPN, or an ESPNU, or whatever your local cable station is. Let's get some guys who we've never seen before and watch them in the combine. But these other guys, they have pro days. You know, guys not even showing up anyway. That could be somebody else's spot who plays for John Carroll University, who's fourth string at Florida State, but really can play. Because, to be honest, those are some of the guys that make it. I never forget a guy from Florida State, last name Polly. He went down. My friend London Fletcher went in, and he never left the field. And that was 15 years. Do you hear me? America, the world, 15 years. So you want injury away. Give these young guys who we never heard of, let them compete there. These other guys, man, we know what they can do. Okay? So that's what I'm, you know, that's my take on the NFL combine. Okay? Another thing about it, I see, like T-Row, like you said, all this media, all this hoopla, for what? Guys have on underwear, barely nothing, running up and down the field. Guys look good with, you know, shirts and skins on, but let me crack your head one time. Let me assault you. Let me assault you. And then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do? I don't understand it. And these guys are looking at lists, and, you know, I'm looking at guys with 40 times, and you run a 4.1 and a 4.2, but it's different when you got to cut left and right, and you see somebody coming, and you have to read. What are you going to do then? You know, it's overrated. It's overrated, and I don't, you know, too much take of it. I think they should have more guys you never heard of.
Well, Elbow, y'all, let me say something about that, man. I really like the 40-yard dash, man. I mean, that's almost the most exciting part about the NFL combine. Some of these guys I really don't know because they really don't have them on TV too often except for these big-time schools. But, man, some of these guys really impressed me with speed and some of the agility drills that they were going through. So I ain't going to take the 40-yard dash out of there. I mean, you know, as far as, you know, trying to measure your 40-inch vertical and all that other stuff. I mean, we got to know that about a guy, because if we don't know what a guy's potential is, what are we going to pay him all that money for? I mean, you know, we got a couple of guys that we really – it's about a handful of guys that you really know about that are pretty much safe without the combine or with the combine. So, you know, outside of that, you know, we always going to have those guys, Wes Welkers or the Tony Romos that we never heard of, that don't go to the combine, your London Fletchers, that end up playing in the league for a very long time. So I think the combine is necessary. We got to see what a guy has, especially with the new coaches that are coming in, you know, especially like Chip Kelly. He needs to get an understanding of some of these guys that he didn't get to see or prepare for when he was in, you know, doing his college thing. So, this combine is necessary, but I do agree with you. We need to get some guys that you really don't know about in there, so that way we can get an understanding of some of these guys that we've never heard of before.
Okay. Man, I don't know, but I tell you what, the streets is talking. I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to pull off a deal.
Alex Smith.
Oh, that ain't going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen?
Nah, brother. That ain't going to happen, man. Alex Smith stand putting it in San Fran, man. It'd be very, very, yeah, that just wouldn't be a good move, brother, to get rid of Alex Smith. Even though Alex Smith, you know, lost his job by actually, you know, being hurt when he could have came back and sustained his job. But, you know, I don't think the 49ers want to really get rid of Alex Smith, because why would you get rid of Alex Smith to bring in another quarterback who doesn't know your system like Alex Smith knows it? Yeah, Kaepernick did his thing, but, you know, hey, you got to roll the dice sometimes. Jim Harbaugh is the type of coach that rolls dice all the time. So, you know, I wouldn't get rid of Alex Smith. I would keep it. And if the 49ers are smart, I think the streets are talking. I think the 49ers are going to keep Alex Smith, actually, from the last bit of information that I heard from one of my inside people. So, you know, I think he's going to stay put. And if he stays put with the 49ers, I think that's going to be good for the 49ers franchise and actually for Colin Kaepernick.
Wow. I don't know, but getting back to this combine, my snitch told me some winners and losers of this combine. And T-Ro, you tell me, you know, this guy named Niall Davis, he's a running back. He upped his stock or whatnot from, you know, running a 4.37. He did some things there. You got your guy, Josh Boyce from TCU. They say that they won a little bit, but not on his default as far as a loser. My man from Utah, the defensive end star, Lotelli, because of his heart problem, he might drop in the draft or may not get picked. That's a sad thing. And I think that all the quarterbacks, from what my snitch told me and my information, all my quarterbacks just did average. They didn't ooh anyone, but I tell you what, guess what my snitch told me, bro?
What'd he tell you?
He said that, just look at the history, the Oakland Raiders will pick Geno Smith. You heard it here first. The streets is talking. They might do a bonehead play and pick him. You tell me. Is that a smart move or no? But that's what my snitch told me.
Nah, man, that's not a good move at all, man. Come on, man. Not the Oakland Raiders going with another quarterback.
Wow. Man, you don't think that Geno Smith is warned for the number three pick? I mean, I don't, but we know Oakland just win, baby. And they, you know, those are some guys that they made bonehead decisions. Look how much money they gave DeMarcus Russell. Now he's on the block sipping syrup. That's what the streets told me down south, man.
He leaning. He leaning. Hell buggy.
Oh, man, he leaning. Oh, man, one more time to the caller, 347-855-8896. And if you want to get in and debate and talk about this combine or some things as we go, just press 1, and we'll try to get you in and you know, debate what you think. Also, guess what my snitch told me, bro, was another winner of the combine.
What'd he tell you, man?
Jerry Jones's party bus.
You ain't heard about the party bus, baby.
The party bus was going in. That's
we
what he told me. The streets
bus,
is talking.
Baby.
My snitch said he had, man, Jerry, I wish I was there. But my snitch, we paid him a couple of dollars, and he got some inside information, and he said it was on and popping. He had some UFC workers, fighters on there. He had some, you know, some ladies, you know, him from the Playboy, man. Oh, man, I think he had Andy Reid. No, I ain't even going to say that, but it was some people on that bus, man.
I'm going to have to get down there, man, get on the sign, man, jump on that bus and see what it's all about, man. You know, in Texas, man, you can do it big, don't do it at all. That's how it is, man. So I shout out to Jerry Jones, baby. Jerry Jones, you the man.
All right. One more thing about the combine, where I'm going to ask you. Now, my son plays football. Shout out to him. He's 14, ninth grader. Davell Moore Meeks. I have a cousin, Mylon Garner. Like I said, I have another young man, Brian Woods Jr. These guys are sensational. They're back in my hometown, Cleveland, Ohio. You heard it here first. Go check them out. They're up there in Northeast Ohio. Just a plug on the city. But anyway, as you see, there's no skill position guys in the first 10 picks, as they say in the mock draft. Kansas City looks like they're going to pick maybe an offensive tackle or defensive tackle. From what my snitch has told me, okay, besides Geno Smith going number 3 to, you know, Oakland, the first, you know, skill position guy off the board may be my guy from Tennessee.
Hey,
and that's,
man,
and that's Sheriff Floyd. I'm sorry, the receiver.
Yeah, that's the Cordero Patterson dude. Also ran a 4.37. But, man, I don't believe a quarterback is going to really make it in the first round this year, man. The year of the quarterbacks was last year, even though we have a number of quarterbacks that are eligible for the draft, I really don't believe that there's going to be a quarterback drafted in the first round. Oakland does pick, you know, some off-the-wall picks at times, but I don't believe they're going to get Geno Smith. I believe they will go outside the norm. God rest his soul, Al Davis, you know what I mean, but he ain't there, man, and I think it's going to be a little different this year, man. I don't think a quarterback's going to go so soon, even though Geno Smith is, you know, even though your snitch is giving you the information about Geno going to Oakland, man, I don't feel comfortable with that one, man. That wouldn't be smart at all.
Oh, man. Okay. So before we go to commercial break, I want to say this to my caller. When I get you on, I want you to tell me, who do you think your team should draft and why? If you better do your research during the break, because it's a lot of guys out there. Okay, and you might lose your street credibility if you come with no good information on the person you think that team should pick. Okay, I don't care if it's a sexy pick. Make sure it's wanted. Make sure it's solid. Okay, son, take us to commercial. Let's go.
I was born legendary on the 12th of February. Big fat rich nigga called refrigerator pair. If I piss on your head and call it rain, then you believe. Your girls are freaking on my leak, yet I can't keep a secret. It's out, chillin' out, all of my foster be the man. Look at me now, iced out, damn, I can fucking ask. 20,000 for a brick now, that's not even tax. Turn my spot to a lean house, all I drink is acne. I ain't even got a flesh to your bitch, I'm rich. Got the whole wide world shouted on my dick. So tell your hot mouth hoe she can suck my dick. I blow my nose with money, hoe on snot nose rich. Bitches on my charges, so I'm dodging potholes, ho. Your nigga lost cause he got on a Movado watch. I'm feeling sauce, bitch, it ain't a car that I ain't got. Your nigga lost it, but Gucci about to lose his top. She found it sexy that every problem I got, I address. These niggas flexing, I pistol whip the boy that bring the men. Police interrogate me, man, fuck the shit, am I arrested? If not, then let me go, cause bitch, I got a show in Texas. Black nigga, but I got a stab like a Mexican. And I'ma hit your next kid if I don't have my Benjamins. Pop 2 mollies and it boosted my adrenaline. And your baby mama say my nuts taste like cinnamon.
Wow.
I pull up in a Bentley and I get it at the plus. Track the trailer full of midget, nigga, come and get it. Nigga, you know all the cash I made on I-20. God can be my witness, I'm a real tribe nigga. Pull up in a Bentley and I get it at the bitch. I'm serving by myself cause I don't need no co-defendant. Head count the money lost, counting 560. Cartel wanna clip me cause I intercepted.
Green, green, green.
I ain't had no
two-man operation, but I ain't have no voice.
This is boy, your boy, L Boogie.
And I ain't have no porch, but
two things that I need for you to do. Get at me on Twitter, at LBoogie15, that's capital E, lower L, capital B, Boogie, 15. Get at me. Shout out to my cousin Rob. Shout out to my cousin Top Money. My aunties, how y'all doing out there? Oh, man, I'm in a loving mood, man. It's Monday, man. It's Monday. And I got a lot of information, and I know you're happy. You've been watching these, you know, combines, and you're so happy about your team, and you think that your team is going to the playoffs every year. I grew up in a town. The drive, the shot, the fumble, everything is the. The move LeBron down to South Beach, oh my. So you tell me Cleveland, if I could get a Cleveland caller, please tell me, who do you think you guys should get? And my snitch has told me. I just want to tell you first. If it's a Cleveland caller, I'm going to look on my board. My snitch told me that you guys are projected to pick Deion Jordan, linebacker from Oregon. Now, do you think that's a good pick? Yes or no? And who do you think the Browns should pick? Caller, tell me, what's your name and where you calling from?
It's Sonny Red. Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
So who do you think that the Browns should get? I mean, I'm sorry you guys have not gone to the playoffs. I mean, I think I might have still been hooping back then when the Browns went to the playoffs. But go ahead, Sonny Red. Who do you think they should pick?
I think the Browns should get Geno Smith, man.
I was high on the
Jarvis kid from Georgia, but since he came to the combine, he can't pass the physical. I don't want him. I take the Geno Smith boy up out of West Virginia, the quarterback. He can play the system. You see, the NFL is changing. It's in a transition right now with the quarterbacks in this pistol and this spread offense. And I think with the new regime, the new leadership, the coaches and the owners with the Browns, I think we should go a whole new direction, go dynamic, get the kid Geno Smith from West Virginia. That's what I would do. It makes all
Sonny
the sense
Red,
in the world.
Hold up. This your boy T-Row, man, Sonny Red. Another quarterback in three straight years, you would take Geno Smith.
You have to look at the quarterback we have now. Don't look at we had three quarterbacks in the last 3 years. You got to look at the quarterback that's there now cannot get the job done. The quarterback there cannot throw an out pass. The quarterback there doesn't read coverages. The quarterback there has a big arm but has a small brain, and I don't need a quarterback like that. I need an athletic quarterback. I got a good offensive line. I got a good up-and-coming tailback. I need me a quarterback that can roll with me.
Sonny Red, man, I love you, man. Boy, if you don't tell the truth, Sonny Red, step it up a little bit, back it up a little bit. Did you say your quarterback now got a big arm and a little brain?
Right.
Hold on.
Now he has a big arm and a little brain, and I can't win with him. I can't win with him. I cannot win with him.
Hold on. And the words, rest in peace of Pimp C. Hold up. Like Vince Lombardi, what the hell is going on out there in the streets of Cleveland? Geno Smith, now Sonny Red, I respect it. But you jinxed at that position right now. You just jinxed. Talk it up. Move on. Now, get some guys together, about six guys who ain't nothing, that amount to $8 million a year. Send him over to the 49ers, get Alex Smith, and maybe you go Mango from LSU. You need somebody else on that line, don't you?
On the defensive line, actually, the Cleveland Browns defensive line is our strongest point. Our defensive line is strong. We had a big boy, 98,
No, not she. We got the big boy Jamar Shearer, 97. We have him. Okay. We have the big boy from Oregon. Oregon. What's the big boy, man? Phil Taylor. Phil Taylor, the big boy, clogged it up. Our defensive line, we got Tommy Reuben. The defensive line is solidified. The offensive
right.
defensive line is good. The receiving core is coming along. Special teams
right.
is not where I want it. Our secondary is incompetent. We have the one boy over here, Joe Hayden, on the left side. We need a right corner, and we need safeties and a linebacker. But before we get those are things we can get in the in the second or third round. Those are things we can get in free agency. But I don't think you can go get a free agent quarterback unless it's the Smith boy from San Francisco. He's the only other quarterback that I can see getting with the Browns pick this year. But if you can put a package together and get Smith, I'll take that. He's a veteran. He has a chip on his shoulder by a job being replaced in San Francisco, and that's the guy I can roll with.
Now, one more thing. When you go back and say a box full of rocks as far as the brain, your other guy, the Dallas Cowboys, they're projected to pick Von Warner from Florida State. And guess what my snitch told me? How he learned how to play football.
How he learned?
By watching John Madden, by playing Madden. You talk about guys box full of rocks, and your other team is going to pick a guy who learned how to play by playing Madden. Come on.
Hey, man, you get off the Cowboys right now, man. We ain't talking about the Cowboys. We talking about Cleveland Browns, man. They got the number one pick, not Dallas, man. You watch your mouth, man.
Yeah, and another thing, to piggyback off that, if this guy has watched John Madden, it has got him to the combine and possibly a pick in the NFL, I need to have my son watching more John Madden.
You're right. You better play 13, 14, 15, all the way up to 22.
You know?
Wow. I can't believe this, but I tell you what, Sammy Red, one more thing. Can I ask you one more question?
Let's do it.
I want to know one more thing because you're a LeBron James fan because, you know, you keep hollering out these numbers about it every day, right?
Oh, Lord.
Here I just want to say this one thing, Sally. I want to see it one more time. Now is now you saw what Kobe did yesterday? Am I correct?
Yes.
Where do you rate Kobe as the greatest? Before we get off the line,
Kobe is one of the greatest players that has ever laced them up. But right now today, Kobe Bryant is a desperate basketball player. He's waking up this morning. He's in 10th place. He's not in the playoffs right now. He never suspected that he would not be in the playoffs right now in this juncture of his career, especially with the offseason trades that went on with the Nash and the Dwight Howard guy. So what I'm calling Kobe is, he's desperate right now. So occasionally, you're going to see him hike up 40. You're going to see him hike up 35. Those are the numbers that really doesn't mean anything right now. And you always go back to stats. Kobe Bryant is doing it, but he's not doing it well. He will be one of the greatest of all time, and he is one of the greatest of all time, but right now he has passed the torch, and the game is getting by him. You let LeBron James shoot 30 times a night and watch what his numbers be.
All right, back to the Cowboys. I hope you guys make the playoffs this year.
Man, you better talk about my team, man.
All right.
The Cowboys will be just fine this year. We got a new coach. We got a new attitude. We keep money in our pocket. We'll be all right.
That's the problem. Too much money. You're spoiled.
You
all right. Next caller. Caller, where you calling from and what's your name? Caller, where you calling from and what's your name? Oh, man. I thought we lost him.
They'll be back. We're sorry, caller. We'll get you back on.
Poke, Poke from the streets. Where you calling from, Poke? Wow, Poke's not there either.
All right. We probably got some other callers that's holding on.
Caller, where you calling from and what's your name? Caller.
This is Jewel G signing in. I was caught out in a sandstorm, man, in between Sacramento and L.A., man. So I'm late arrival. What's happening, y'all?
Oh, man.
That boy, Jewel
G,
be on the hustle.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Hey, Jewel, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What do you think your Oakland Raiders are going to do? The snitch told me that you guys are going to pick Geno Smith. Are you good with that?
Not really. I'm rolling with performance right now and tradition. You know, the Raiders, you know, I love them because they represent the city and the state, man, but
it sounds like that's tough, Jules G.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm a little fatigued, man, a little tired, man, but, yeah, man, I'm really like, I don't even have an answer, man. I can't even definitely answer that, man, because they just, they have not been coming through.
Okay, well, George G., this your boy T-Row. Let me ask you this. Do you think you really need to draft another quarterback, or do you really think you need to go elsewhere? Because from the late Al Davis, you know, he was all about speed. He went with that 4.3, that 4.2. You know what I mean? And I really don't see those guys with that speed this year that are really capable of bringing anything to the table for you for the Oakland Raiders. What do you think about that, player?
Well, you know, as dynamics go, we spoke about it on the last show, man. Quarterbacks, you know, they do bring a lot, man. So if they were able to get a decent quarterback, I think that would increase their leadership, and maybe they could be headed in the right direction.
All right.
I feel you on that.
Okay.
What you expected to be in back in town, baby? You still on the road far out, or you pretty close back to home, baby?
Oh, man, I'm still on the road, man. I'm just passing up Calabasas, man. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, baby. Well, be careful on that road, baby. You know, much love to the player, Jules the G, the co-host of The Streets is Talking.
Yeah, The Streets is Talking. Y'all hear him.
I'll get him. Give him info. That's how we get it, baby.
Man.
All right. To our next caller. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
This is Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. III from Dallas, Texas, man.
That's that boy.
From the big city, Dallas.
Yeah, we in that detail, man. Hey, man, it ain't nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Just much love and maximum respect to all you guys, man. You know, I've been listening in to the old football play, man. I ain't even really involved if they ain't coming to Dallas, man. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think?
I'm a hater, man. I'm a hater. If you ain't coming to Dallas, man, then I ain't fucking with you.
So who do you like as far as somebody being drafted going to your team? Have you been keeping up with the players? Who do you think should come to you?
I've been looking at the combines. I'm looking at these linemen, you know, these big 300-pound dudes running 4.8s and, you know, 4.5. I'm liking that. You know what I'm saying? We need a line, man, and probably a linebacker.
A linebacker?
Yeah, we suspect that in that secondary, man. I mean, but they've been putting it together, you know.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I would have to agree with you on that one, Skeeter. You know, this is your brother T-Row, man. Our secondary has been weak for the last 4 or 5 years, man, and we need to get another linebacker to go with that young stud that we have over there from where is he from? Penn State? I can't think of the right
boy's name. That broke
the Lee that broke his arm during the season last season. If we can get another stud linebacker. Yeah, I think we'll be all right, man. But as far as this year, hey, let me ask you this, Keith. L was talking about earlier that Jerry Jones was looking at a kid
who learned how to play football from playing John Madden. Do you think this kid is worthy of being a Dallas Cowboy? Give me your thoughts on that, Claire.
I don't care how he learned how to play, if he can perform. You know, it's all about performance down here. We ain't worried about if you went to Pop Warner or the high school or the college. If you can perform, then I'm with you.
You know, if he can perform,
Cowboys
with a record, huh?
Yeah, let us get to the Super Bowl, you know, and I've answered that question then. I say, yeah, he was a good pick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
that's
but if he ain't gonna do nothing but the Romo, then you know that ain't no good pick, man.
Right. That's what's up, man. Well, yeah, man. Hey, man. Much love to you, man. We appreciate you listening in. Give us your input on what you think about this NFL season coming up, man. We got a couple more callers to get at real quick. Much love to you. Thank you for all your support. And, man, hope to get at you. Hey, we going from Mondays to Mondays and Fridays. So, world, if you listen, we going also on Friday, same time, from your 9 o'clock Eastern time all the way to 10 o'clock on Friday. So we're going to have the show going two times a week, Mondays and Fridays from here on out. So be looking for us on Friday. We got a Freestyle Friday spot coming up that we're going to introduce to the world. Have some of the people you ain't never heard of before, like Steedamo Joe Jenkins III, and also my dude, you know what I mean, my dude D Crazy and his crew, YBM, straight out of the hot Arizona. So, Steedamo, we appreciate your love, baby. We're going to get to the next call.
The street
and,
is talking,
we'll holler
man.
At you on Friday, hopefully.
Already,
hold on,
man. Y'all be cool.
On Freestyle Friday, don't forget, man. I be coming in like Puffy, man. You ain't know I be rapping in the office, man. When I be rapping in the office freestyling, man. I'm on, man. Get at me, man. 347-855-8896. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend. Tell the college campuses. Tell all the high schools. We jumping. We in your streets. We come in your barbershop, beauty shop, and listen, ladies, we don't discriminate. Call in. Holla at us. We want to get your take, too. We think it's real sexy. For real, for real. And don't forget, if you know that the sports, it's just like that every night. Holla back. Take me to commercial, son.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what happened when good music and MMG get together, right? We get that money.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all want it. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that. Not saved in that shoebox. Blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Pride on every visit. I'm crying saying his name.
Before we get started, also I want to give a shout out to the sports
committee just sent me the sports officials. They blew their whistle on NASCAR. Shout out to T. Nick and Gomez. They do their thing on Sundays. Guys, you got to listen an hour and a half. 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Whew. The sports officials, they blow their whistle. I'm telling you, listen in. It's cold. It's your boy. Get at me on the Twitter. L Boogie 16, that's capital E, lowercase L, capital B, Boogie 15. Get at me. I'm telling you. All right, the streets is talking. All right, I want to talk about this NASCAR stuff. And I think the streets is talking. I think they're trying to set it up. All of a sudden, she finished in the top 10. Never have. I was just talking to, you know, T-Row and Jules to G-D. I think it was set up. Conspiracy theory, man. Conspiracy theory in the streets.
Come
it was
on.
Set up, and they want the money to get back up in NASCAR. They need them ratings. And you know sex sells. I just told you. It's sexy. Okay? Women in NASCAR, no offense, I'm not discriminating, but I really don't think she's going to win a race ever. Why is she there? She's taking up somebody else's car.
Come on, L Boogie. Be easy, man. Boogie, give her some love, man. This woman is doing some extraordinary stuff in NASCAR, man. It ain't no
what
way.
Is she doing, bro?
Come on, man. She's holding her own, man. She's the only female in the sport, man. She's getting it in. Granted, it ain't like football or hockey or anything like that. But I'm saying, man, she's behind the wheel, driving 200 miles an hour, doing a thing. I really don't think anything is staged or set up for her, man. I think she got to go out and compete just like the rest of the guys. I will say this. I think there's times when she be timid. Like a woman, you know, driving on that NASCAR,
right.
Like not wanting to really break out and feel that pain that some of these other guys would actually go through, you know, to win a race, like what we saw on Saturday when we had that whole big mess, you know what I mean? But other than that, man, she's really holding her own. I'm going to give her credit on that, man. I'm like you. I'm not trying to disrespect her, but I'm not saying that she don't belong, but she's doing her thing. That she's there. You know what I'm saying? She represents, homie.
Jewel's the G. What's your take? Jules, you there? Wow, Jules fell off on me.
He must have been behind the mountains, man, coming back home, you know what I mean? So we'll get back to Jules, man.
And listen to this, bro. I'm gonna say this. NASCAR welded up the wall and kept the show going. The show must go on. They need the money that bad. What if somebody died? What if somebody really got injured? We still going to keep the show going, huh? Somebody got hit in the head with some rubber. We going to keep it going. Are you kidding me?
Well, let me ask you this, L Boogie. Let me ask you this, baby. Do you think people come to see the wreckages and the people going 197 miles an hour towards the finish line? And want to be right there near the gate to see the finish. Do you think that people pay all that money to sit right there for nothing?
I think that's what they come to see. I think they come to see crashes, no doubt. I know that. But at the same time, you know, even though we're from the streets and we've seen some things, we got to be a little compassionate about these people. But I guess the networks, ESPN, you know, they got slots. We got these sponsors. We got to keep the show going, huh? So, well, let me ask you this, bro. If somebody died, do you think it would have still kept going? You think
no.
They still would have had the race? They would have just had a moment of silence with a checkered flag going on somebody's car and then, you know, start your engine. What type of stuff is that, man? The streets
no,
are talking.
They would not have kept the race going. They would not have gone with the Sunday race if anybody would have died. From the reports, I think we had 28 that were injured, 14 that were taken to the hospital, 7 that were critically injured. So, you know, nobody died. So they could pay for all of that to help the people get back from what they dealt with. You know what I mean? There's going to be a couple of people that are scarred from what happened. But, you know, like a 16-year-old kid that told ESPN his story, you know what I mean? I've never come back to another NASCAR race. Well, okay, he shouldn't have been there anyway. 16 years old, sitting there close to the finish line, you know what I mean? But, hey, if your mommy and daddy can't afford it, then why not? Sit right there. But, you know, it is what it is, man. If anybody would have died, I don't think they would have kept it going. But since nobody actually passed away or lost their life, the show must go on. Since the show must go on.
Wow. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just the way the game goes, man. You know, play on, man. You know what? When we had 9/11, baseball was the only thing that was going to keep us going. So, I mean, you know, we got to have the sport in order to keep the everyday fan fueled, you know what I mean? Even though we go through these moments when we have this, like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. But we got to – it's all about the sport, man. It's all about keeping the everyday fan fuel to keep it going, you know what I mean?
Got a special caller tonight. Got my daughter calling in. Are you on? Are you in the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina? Are you there?
Father, do you hear me? I am here.
Oh,
oh
man.
Shout out.
So, tell
how
me,
you
give,
doing,
me your, give me your in, how you doing? Give me your intake about, you know, you're a woman. Give me your intake about Danica Patrick being, you know, in the NASCAR and competing. What's your intake on that? What do you think? Is she doing a great thing for women or, you know, what do you think?
Definitely, because we have to have a woman hold it down because we're the best. But I just want to take it back to the whole NFL draft thing because I just got to put my school on for a second if that's okay.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, so
excuse
if you
me.
Have a man,
you have the, you have the
every,
street.
Yes, the streets is talking. They watching, too. Be careful.
Every day,
so,
all day.
Right. So I want everybody to take a look at my man Jordan Mosley, last name Mosely, from Johnson C. Smith University. Because if I notice, I'm not a big football fan, but I noticed that the black schools, we get overpassed, we get overlooked. So I want everybody to take a look at Jordan Mosley, 6'3", 290, senior offensive lineman, majoring in sports management, smart guy on the field, off the field. So if you get a chance, go ahead and do that.
Jordan Mosley, big shout out from your homie, from the Street Talkers. And then you look at say, I'm here. Street Talkers, we just say, Talkers, we watch. We, you here. We watch too, baby. So look at, while we looking at you, Jordan Mosley, we're
going to
do everything we can to get you a
child,
baby.
Definitely. As far as the basketball side, I'm just putting my school on. Everybody come out to Charlotte this week. It's CIAA, the biggest black college tournament, is about to go down. We're about to turn up. Games every day, parties all day. Can't get no better than that.
I'm on my way.
The streets. We coming down the Charlotte with the street. We coming to the streets of Johnson C. Smith. Our next show Friday. We flying down. We gonna broadcast from Charlotte. You heard it here first. It's on and popping. My daughter, congratulations. She's graduating in May, getting her degree in forensic science. I love you. Shout out.
Love you too, Dad.
All right, we class. Oh, man, no question. Thank you. And we're going to keep it going and keep studying. Get back in that library.
You know it. I'm looking at the books right now.
Okay.
All right, much love, baby girl, and thank you for the support. We love you.
Love
Let's
you
go
back.
To commercial. When we come back, we're going to go to Meeks's Mind.
Pop up, puss. the soul shocker. Down with them DS, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when the time is late. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes are packed. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker new jack, who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Record. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? The box and the seats and jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99 because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch the flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black while I'm back. I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is left and then deadly as crack.
While I'm playing music, playing the sucker's lame. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have bloody made it, but you can call us cousins. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we would fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
So what you saying? EPMD, the streets is talking. We just rip poppin'.
Now party people, it's time for
man. Yeah. Oh yes, oh it's the E.I.C.K. Yes, the boy Wonder. Man, EPMD, did you hear that awesome song? So let's go to the next caller. We back. Go ahead, T-Raw. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say again? Yo, yo, yo. Jimmy Clemens. I think we're having some technical difficulties. But I'm back. Uncle Gary, are you there with me from Cleveland, Ohio?
Nephew.
Give me your intake about the show. Tell me what you think.
Oh, top flight. I've been listening. I missed you last week, but I like your vibe. I want to chime in on Dana Patrick for some of your listeners that don't know. Her last 10 to 15 races, she wrecked her car every race. So this ain't her sport, believe me. She may not never win, and I watched a good hour or so, probably over 250-some laps of the Daytona 500. Girlfriend ran in the last, I'd say the last 2 minutes of the race. She was in third place. They pushed her ass to eighth place when they wanted to. When they made their run for the checkered flag, they just dogged her. So they let her run, but they could have dogged her whenever they wanted to. You should have saw them boys, man, at the end of the race. They just dogged her. They went for the gold. It just pushed her. She ran third place for like the last three laps of the race. She was in third place, running strong. They just pushed her to eighth at the end of the race. Just pushed her out of the way. Went by like she was trying to see. Believe it or not, buddy, her last 15 wrecked her car. But you know, I want to give you a holler out about your boy, your Lakers. I'm watching them as we speak in living color. They're getting thrashed in Denver.
Wow, man. Those are not my guys. I just like Kobe Bryant.
And he's getting thrashed, too. He's 1-for-6 and getting dogged. And they got his shot pinned.
Will you please give Kobe Bryant his due on the air? Can you please give him his due?
He's a bad boy. But one man ain't never won nothing in a team sport, and he needs to understand that after 17 years, man.
Tell him again. I feel you, baby. This your boy T-Row. I feel you 100%, man. Can't do it by yourself. Mike tried, and he wasn't successful.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, your boy Joe is listening to you. We're strong in Cleveland. We got you, bud. We're listening.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. I got one more call I want to go to. T. Nick in Atlanta. Tell me your intake of what you think of what's going on.
Hey, you know the phrase, once again, it's on. That's how we feel.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You know, man.
Blow your whistle, T. Nick.
Blow your whistle, buddy. Let me tell you first of all, I'm with you, Big Hump. You know what I'm saying? My NASCAR with Danica Patrick. Sports is dying, okay? NASCAR is dying. They got to have the female up front to push the sport. It's supposed to be Dale Earnhardt Jr., but he can't win the race. So they're trying to put the female up front because you know why? Sex sells. They got to have sex to sell that sport for all the white dudes and all the dudes that watch races, okay? You know, second of all, I want to give props to yourself for playing. So what you're saying, you know what I mean? He don't know nothing about that. He know nothing about that. So whatever you did, or Tebow, or Jules, or T-Row, whoever told him to play that, man, he had me up here.
The streets is talking. You know that's my favorite rap group. You know after Public Enemy and Run DMC. You know that's, man, they're my guys.
Man, let me run out real quick. I just want to touch on what y'all said earlier about my team. You know, I'm a Browns fan. We got to go D. Milner at the right position on the cornerback level because Sheldon Brown was getting toasted all year last year. Whoever came out and lined up against him, they threw their hand up, and the quarterback threw it to him, first down, touchdown. You know what I mean? Or we got to have Jarvis Jones from Georgia. You know, I'm down here in Atlanta, so I'm in SEC country. I'm watching all these SEC dudes. Jarvis Jones, don't worry about that physical. You know what I'm saying? Sonny Red, don't worry about that. Ain't no failed physical. They okayed him. He okay. He good to go. You know what I'm saying? That Geno Smith, oh, man, they got to let that go. We can't roll with that old Geno Smith. You know, we can't do that right now. We got to go defense. We're about to go to the 3-4. We got to get linebackers. We got to get some corners out there, and then we'd be good to go. You know what I'm saying? We got to roll with that. And lastly, I'm going to tell you this here. That LBJ, that old LeBron James, if Kobe was playing with the Heat, if he was playing with Bosh and D-Wade, they would be the best hands down. LBJ would never shoot 30 times a night. He's not Michael Jordan. He's Magic Johnson with Michael Jordan's physicality. It's what he is. And you Dallas Cowboys dudes, let it go. You need to get you a GM and let Jerry Jones be the owner and not the GM. And like I'm going to say, you know the phrase that pays, once again, it's on. Appreciate y'all having me on, man. Taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for blowing your whistle for us, T-Nick. Appreciate that. That's the host of the sports official. T-Row, before I say my last, Meeks' mind, go ahead.
P-Nick, you and Gomez, man, I love the show, the Sports Officials, man. I was listening to the show on Sunday, man, and you guys had me thinking when you talk about your worst all-time coach, man, Jim Clemens. I'm a big Dallas Maverick fan, man. When we were going through our struggles out of Chicago, won 72 games, we brought in Jim Clemens thinking we were going to win about 60. Man, we didn't even win 20 games with that dude. If I ever see Jim Clemens again, I'm going to hit him in the bottom of his lip so hard, man. He ain't going to like me. You know what I mean?
Thank you, T-Ro. And this is what's on Meeks' mind as we go. And you need to listen to us again on Friday. I want to say this. Man, the combine. I really can't understand it. Once again, it's a modern-day plantation. When are we going to learn? We keep taking these dog contracts, not saving our money. When we going to get together and take our money and put it together and make some of it? I'm really telling you, it don't stop. The streets is always talking. I'm out. Your boy L Boogie, get at me. Get with us on Friday, 9 p.m. Let's do it.